Good morning, everyone. John Huckenberry here with Celeste Headlee. Message from the Taliban this morning. They specifically targeted, according to reports we're getting, the deputy chief of intelligence in Hamid Karzai's government, Dr. Abdullah Laghmani, was one of the people killed by a suicide bomb in Laghman province, 60 miles east of the capital. 23 people were killed by the suicide bomber. A message from the Taliban, a message for U.S. policy in Afghanistan. We are thrilled to welcome the junior senator from Wisconsin to the program this morning. Senator Russ Feingold joins us, Democrat from Wisconsin. Senator, thanks for being with us.
Good morning. It's my pleasure.
Would you take that message from the Taliban as a sign, as some have said, including the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Mike Mullen, that the situation is deteriorating in Afghanistan?
I don't take any messages from the Taliban. I don't think anybody else from America should. That's not our concern. Our concern is how do we stop Al-Qaeda? And whether or not what we're doing in Afghanistan by increasing troops is helping our attempt to stop Al-Qaeda or is it making it harder? My view is constantly building up troops makes it harder to get the confidence of the Afghan people, and it probably helps the elements of the Taliban that are interested in harming us as well.
You know, Al-Qaeda seems to be gone from the administration's talk about Afghanistan, lots of talk about the Taliban, and the president even referred to this war as a war of necessity. Would you agree with him on that?
Well, you know, I want to be fair to the administration. I don't think they've dropped talking about Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. There is, of course, a relationship between the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, given the events of 9/11 and obviously the connections that are continue both in the Pashtun areas of Pakistan and Afghanistan. So we can't kid ourselves on that. But I am worried that just as the president did the right thing when he came into office and started talking about the region and Pakistan and looking at the broader question, he did place the emphasis on Al-Qaeda. I don't think the huge troop buildup that he's doing, and it will apparently get worse in Afghanistan, makes it easier. I even think, and I've had this confirmed by a number of people, there's a very good chance of what we're doing is pushing more of the extremists, either Al-Qaeda or Taliban people who sympathize with Al-Qaeda, into Pakistan. And strengthening what they're doing there, which is frankly everybody concedes, including George Will yesterday, that it's a much more critical place for us than even Afghanistan. So it's the strategy, not that the president doesn't understand the importance of trying to make sure that Al-Qaeda doesn't get back into Afghanistan in a significant way and that the Taliban can be helpful to them. It's the strategy. I don't think the strategy of troop buildup is helping us. I think it's hurting us.
Well, let's get clear here. Are you calling for an invasion of Pakistan?
No, of course not. You know, this is the whole thing. The idea here of going after Al-Qaeda by invading countries hasn't worked very well. I mean, yes, we were able to push Al-Qaeda essentially into Pakistan by invading Afghanistan, but we didn't eliminate them. In fact, Osama bin Laden and his deputy, and Mullah Omar, who was the affiliate with the Taliban in Afghanistan with Al-Qaeda, they're in Pakistan now. So invading a country is not the smart way. The smart way is the way that we got the guy who was in charge of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. That wasn't through a mass troop involvement. That was through finding out where he was and specifically targeting an attack on him, not the idea of an actual occupation that was the key for that. So I agree, actually, with much of what George Will wrote yesterday. In fact, it was followed on my op-ed in the Wall Street Journal on Saturday, that there is a different way to fight a criminal syndicate like Al-Qaeda. And we're using old ideas about invasions and occupying countries to go after an organization that sometimes thrives on our doing that. We're falling into their hands. We're weakening our military. We're weakening our country's economy. That's exactly the way the Al-Qaeda would like us to proceed. So we're playing into their hands when we use this kind of a strategy. And, of course, no, I am against the idea of any kind of invasion of Pakistan. That wouldn't work either.
So are you confident that the Pakistani government is strong enough and will be cooperative enough that we can have targeted attacks within Pakistan to get these Al-Qaeda officials?
Well, the jury is out on the Pakistan government.
It's been out for 8 years, Senator.
Yeah.
The jury is out, but at least this is a civilian government. It's not Musharraf, who showed absolutely no interest in democracy. A democracy that works in Pakistan is what's necessary to get control away from the military in Pakistan and have a civilian support for stopping people like Al-Qaeda from being within their country.
All right, I
think the people of that country would like that.
If as you say, an invasion isn't going to work on Al-Qaeda and that we're, if anything, attracting or moving radicals into Pakistan. Senator Russ Feingold, what would you advise the Obama administration on a date of withdrawal from Afghanistan? When should we pull out?
Well, what I'm trying to say here is that all over the world, we are working with governments, the Indonesian government, the Malaysian government, the Indian government. We're figuring out ways in a cooperative way to go after terrorists, al-Qaeda and others who may be in their midst. That's the way to do it. So when we look at this whole troop thing in Afghanistan, what I have asked for is let's have a conversation now about what kind of a time frame we could say, a flexible time frame, is likely and that we intend for Afghanistan so that the Afghan people would know, the American people would know, the people around the world would know that we don't intend an indefinite occupation of a country where we've already been for 9 years. So I think as a first step, and this is what I did with Iraq as well when I felt it was time for us to go, let's have our experts start talking about what time frame would make sense. And let's have a conversation about it. I don't claim to be the expert about exactly what the time frame should be. It has to be flexible at this point. It has to have some common sense attached to it. But it would be a very positive signal, especially if it included benchmarks, to the world and especially to the Afghan people that we are getting ready to leave at some reasonable point of time. You know, we lost over 45 Americans in Afghanistan in July. We lost even more in August, the most ever since the war began. And the situation is going to continue to get worse, and it's going to energize the elements of the Taliban that want to hurt us and hurt Afghanistan and al-Qaeda if we play into their hands and not indicate that we're not going to be stuck there forever.
Okay, Senator, quickly before we go, you've been critical about the Afghan policy of the administration. Do you think the administration has stepped away from the progressive agenda on health care as well? Perhaps the Barack Obama is maybe a little too centrist for your taste?
Well, let me first say that in terms of the Afghanistan, I have praised the administration for having a much better overall regional policy, including Pakistan and India. So let's be clear, it's a huge improvement over the Bush administration. I'm trying to target what I think is one mistake in the area of Afghanistan.
Gotcha.
On health care, I still don't know. I am pleased that the administration has come back to talking about a public option after slipping there. And I'm watching this very carefully because we do need a progressive health care reform bill.
All right, Senator.
We need something that's just health reform. Thank you so much.
Before we go, though, what are you doing to prepare for H1N1?
Well, I'm hopefully going to work with everybody to get as much vaccine as possibly can be available, and we need to be on red alert for this thing.
Hand washing?
There's going to be some announcements about it today.
Hand washing?
What am I doing personally?
Yep. Yeah,
masks
quickly.
In the office?
I am making sure I get inoculated from all illnesses by going to town meetings.
All right. The Senator Russ Feingold, the Democrat of Wisconsin, talking about health care, H1N1, and the situation in Afghanistan. He's a member of the Senate Foreign Relations and Intelligence Committees. Thank you, Senator.
You bet. Bye-bye.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.